thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio this week, and a great holiday gift possibility here, shamelessly helping plug one of my friend's books, and great to be joined by author Brian K. Wright. He's got a new book out here that would make a great holiday gift, and always a great excuse to talk to Brian. The book is The Greatest Lessons I Learned from My Dad, and you know, Brian's usually writes a lot of business and motivational books, but this one's personal, and Brian, thanks for coming on this week.
Thank you so much, Rick. I can't wait to talk about this with you.
Yeah, great to talk to you. And how quickly did this book come about, and kind of give the background a little bit?
Sure. Well, what happened was my dad passed away in February, and it was a COVID and pneumonia thing, and it happened pretty quickly. He was very healthy, never had any health issues, never missed a day of work when he was working. And he had been retired for, you know, gosh, probably 15, 16 years. And mom and dad were in Florida doing the snowbird thing, vacationing for the winter. And this happened there. And he ended up passing away in a hospital. Very difficult losing a parent. For any of your listeners out there who have ever lost a parent, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yep.
I knew during the following weeks that I would be doing a book to basically dedicate to my dad sometime. I wanted to wait a while because I needed to heal, I needed to process, and I needed to figure out what the best lessons were. And I knew that I wanted to do a book like this. The evolution of it was I decided to include 28 other people who contributed their favorite lessons that they learned from their dad as well. So I've had a couple people ask me, is this a Chicken Soup for the Soul kind of book? I said, kind of, it's that kind of feel. But the book got released this week, and it's selling very well, and people have been receiving it very, very well, and I'm just happy and grateful that I was able to share something that resonated with so many people.
Yeah, we'll put all the links to Amazon and Kindle online here with this segment, and it's Brian K. Wright, The Greatest Lessons I Learned from My Dad. It's him and 28 contributors talking life, lessons, and a lot more. And Brian, I know you you love sharing stories. So are these stories about your dad, or maybe mostly advice he's given you?
It's a little bit of both. What I did is I told stories about interactions that I had with my dad and the lessons that I brought from it. Stories are the king. So I told stories, and then I shared the lesson that I learned from that story. So, it was really fantastic. I'll just give you a very quick example. One of the things I talked about was honoring your commitments. And I do remember when I was in college, when I was at Iowa State, I got a job working at a Bible camp one summer. Well, about a week or two later, some friends of mine said, hey, we're going out to Washington, D.C. for the summer, and we're going to work out there. You want to join us? I thought that sounded like a lot more fun. So I told my parents, change of plans. I'm going to go out to Washington, D.C. instead of death. But no, you're not. You made a commitment. You told the Bible camp that you were working with them, and they already made their staffing decisions. So no, you're working where you said you were going to work. So I tell my friends no. Now, the footnote was I got to work out in D.C. the following three summers, but the idea was you keep the commitment you make to the first person. Because here's the thing, if you renege on that promise and you're shady about it and the first person finds out, you've ruined your reputation forever, and I'm not willing to ruin my reputation. So you honor the first commitment that you made.
No, you're nothing if you don't have a good reputation. And we're with Brian K. Wright here, his new book, The Greatest Lessons I Learned from My Dad. And Brian's an Iowa State alum like me, and so always great to have him on, and a big sports fan. And life lessons and a lot more with The Greatest Lessons I Learned from My Dad. And for those that don't know your story, Brian, you had health issues a few years ago as well. Did that help put things more in perspective for you?
Absolutely. I had the swine flu virus and pneumonia back in 2014, and it was life-threatening. I almost didn't make it through. And it really did give me some perspective, because some of the greatest takeaways I got from that situation was you treasure your friends and your family, because you never know when that's going to end. And you are aggressively thankful for everything. And you just appreciate everything that you have in your life. The things that are in your life that maybe you're not happy with, if you choose to come from a space of gratitude that it's going to get better and that this is a lesson for me and not something happening to me, your mindset is just completely different, and that's a huge mind shift. So yes, that really did shape my perspective on everything. And so when my dad passed, I knew that that was his time, and now we soldier on without him. And so Mom and I are talking a lot more frequently now because I'm helping her remember things and do things. So it's all good.
Yeah, Brian K. Wright, and the greatest lessons I learned from my dad. We'll put the links to Amazon, Kindle, the paperback version online. Will there also be a voiced version of it, Brian?
You know, that's interesting. I've thought about that, but that would require all 28 people to record the story in their voice. Although, I guess it's, well, I don't know. Some of the voices are men and some of the voices are women, so that would take some coordination. So there's not an audible version yet.
Yeah, that would be something. This would be the perfect book to offer that in. But yeah, I get it. And for those that don't know you, you've done a lot of business and motivational books with a lot of entrepreneurs and people in the business world. How is this book different? Getting advice and anecdotes from those in the business world versus this book.
Easier in one respect because dads are a very universal concept. Business is something that, the people in business, that's their niche, and that's something they want and expect. But when you start talking about fatherhood, that's something everyone can relate to. So it's a bigger audience, and it's great. And I've enjoyed doing this for that reason. It's a step outside of what I normally do, but it's something that is completely familiar. It was a fun playground to play in.
Yeah, this book makes a great holiday gift. Again, all the links in the show notes, and the book has been doing well. And hope everything's going well with Brian over there in Arizona. And Brian, I couldn't have you on without talking a little Iowa State sports, basketball and football. Things are trending upward.
In the right direction. I love the coaches that we have. I mean, they're character guys. They build five-star culture, and people want to play for them, and they play a very exciting brand of their respective sports. So I'm very happy.
Yeah, I've said it for a long time that to be a successful coach at Iowa State, you really have to have a passion for the university, and it really has to be, it's not a stepping stone job like some places are for coaches. The fans are too smart. The alumni are too smart. They like coaches that buy in, and this is really a dream job for them. And if that's the case, they get all the support in the world.
Yeah, we are glad to support coaches who want to support the community and the teams and the university and are here for the long haul.
And football's been great the last few years to follow, and we had maybe a little blip in the basketball last year, but knock on wood, things are going well so far. The women's basketball coach Fenn has been, he's bought in for decades. So great to have these great coaches and great players. And neither of us, we don't live near Ames, but we follow from afar, and that makes it more fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very happy and grateful for the set of coaches that we have right now. And sports can teach you a lot. And character is everything. And how you do anything is how you do everything. And I just love that these coaches are teaching young athletes how to be in the world, and that's great.
Yep, love that. And Brian, as we wrap up, what's next for you, and what can we look forward to?
Well, since I did a dad book, I'm going to do a mom book next.
Oh, jeez.
So involve some people into a project called The Great Lessons I Learned from My Mom. If you want to learn more about that project, join my free Facebook group. It's called Authorpreneur Live. Authorpreneur Live, and it's on Facebook. Join for free, and I'll be glad to let you in, and you'll learn more about that. If you want to participate in conversations every day about all things writing, that's where you need to be.
That would be great. We'll put the links to all that. We'll remind people in the show notes. And if you ever do a book, Brian, Lessons You Learned from Iowa State Alums, I can be in that one for you.
That's a good idea. I like that.
You got a built-in audience with Iowa State people, and knowing them, they'd probably buy it whether it was good or not.
Right, exactly.
Brian, great to have you on, and don't be a stranger. We'll talk soon, and we'll have you on when Moms comes out.
All right, thanks, Rick.
Okay, take care, Brian.